This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
This is KR4FHX, and I just wanted to put another, hopefully it might be the next to the last, quick reminder that I can about the Santa net that's taking place on the Cherokee County Emergency Management Repeater. That's at a frequency of 145.430. This is taking place on Saturday, December the 12th. If anyone needs any fills, I'll be glad to help them out, but we still have lots of time for the children to speak with Santa, so if there's anyone interested, please let me know.
You are still letting folks know that you're going to have a Santa net on 430 at 7:30 on the 12th of this month, so the children can talk to Santa if anybody is interested, and they can hit that repeater. Does anyone need any feels on Jamie's announcement? Heard right now. Thanks for bringing that to us, keeping us abreast of that. Bring that back each night if you don't mind, if you can, if you're able to. That way people will keep that in the forefront, and they'll try to remember it, I hope. But we got you listed, KF4FHX, Miss Jamie, up there in Gaston. Jamie, did I get your call right?
Yeah, for Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray. Yes, sir.
All righty there, young lady. Well, I try to remember all this stuff, but, you know, my memory's not what it once was, so I try to make sure I got everybody's call right in my log. But we appreciate you being with us, and thanks for bringing that announcement to us. And you going to be around for a little while?
Yes, sir. I plan to be.
Okay. Well, I might call on you later and see if you want to make that announcement again later on in the net. You know, we have a lot of folks that come in a little bit later, so maybe you can make it again in just a little bit.
Thank you so much for calling the net.
You have a great evening and a wonderful week what's left of it. Any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGCHU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAGCHU, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll grab those first, and then we'll go over and get our EchoLink stations. I would like to say good evening to KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Honeypath. And KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick, he's in Rome, Georgia. And KE4VGN, that's Mr. Richard over in Greenville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Punta Gorda, Florida. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, and her husband Don, KG4PFI. They're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Malden. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. WHKE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy. They're up in Hendersonville. And WA4JJZ. That's Mr. Andy. He's down there in the Flatlands Vacant. And N4CRV. That's Mr. Lee. He's down in Simpsonville. And KC4W. That's Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine, she's up in Traveler's Rest. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KQ4WHN, that's Mr. Mark over in Greer. Appreciate all you fine folks using the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. I do have a couple of EchoLink stations up, so we'll go over to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
Well, hello, Gary. Thanks for doing it, Ned. This is Kilo Charlie 4 Yankee Mike Tango, KC4YMT. I'm here in Gainesville, Georgia, just passing through. Check me in and out, please.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY, Mr. Jim over here in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well. And KC4YMT, that's Mr. Richard down there in Gainesville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you are doing well. And Richard, now that you've got our EchoLink note, you can are more than welcome to check in each and every night if you can make it at 9 p.m. Different net controller each night, but come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you, no matter where you are there, young man. I hope you have a great evening. I hope you're doing well. That's all my EchoLink stations up and all my pre-net, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November, Oscar Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Frick, we're both in Piedmont, both in negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt Weston, Greenwood County. Be name and native 73 through all the net and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Then we got WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Enjoy. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4, DOS.
Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor, Ross and Taylors. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Gary.
4, DOS.
Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec Lima Golf KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Wes? Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4 STR, Steven Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Wes? Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenborough. Please tell Joy we said hello, and I'll be negative and negative, but we'll be listening to the swap net tonight. Thank you, and have a great evening.
Yes. Kilo, India 4, Sierra, November, Whiskey, KI4, SNW, Matt, located in Luba, Georgia. I have nothing for either one, but I will be listening.
DOS. And Gary, would you please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-Ray? That's W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be no traffic, no comments. I will stick around for the swap net and rack 2 afterwards.
KI4 DOS and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KV4RV, that's Mr. Ross over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ross. Hope you are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's Mother Brother by a Different Mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Sounding good. Hope you are doing well. And KC4STR, that's Mr. Steve. He's in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. And KK4SMV, that's Mr. Dale. He's up there in Ellenborough. Dale, lost my train of thought there, young man. You don't ever have that happen, I know. That's Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Have a wonderful week. And KI4SNW, that's Mr. Matt down there in Lula, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you are doing well. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you're doing well. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all of the net. Negative, no traffic, no queue. But as always, Gary, do tell Miss Joy that we say, hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Going back over to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. KI4DOS. To the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. And I want to say a special hello to Richard, KC4YMT there on Echolink.
DOS.
Go 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, 8OZHF, keep it closed.
Good evening, Gary and Joy. Just check me in and out, please.
AOS. Check in and out. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CR3O Linda. And we're in Asheville.
AOS. KO4ZEW, Ben, as in Benjamin, mobile tonight. I'm already checked in over pre-check, but I wanted to say hello to W4SBX. What's up, Brad?
Friend, shoot me a text later, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
AOS. And Kilo, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
AOS. Everybody on the net, could you please check in? KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listing for the swap meet.
KLS, KQ4WJT, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango, what's the set? I'm at home in Greenville, and I'll be in and out tonight.
4DOS in Blue Ridge, 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you are doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy. And his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Please tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Then we got KO4ZEW. That's Mr. Ben on the mobile out there tonight. I've got him already on the pre-nets, but we'll recognize him out there mobile. Ben, you be careful out there on the mobile. Be careful and get home safely. Hope everything going well with you. Hope you're doing good. And then we got KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4WJT, and I missed your name over there in Greenville. Make sure I got your call right. Give me your name, please.
Hey, Gary, my name is Seth Sierra Echo Tango Hotel.
I thought that was you, but I was not sure. I had to sneeze about the time you gave me your name. It was my fault, not yours, but do appreciate you being with us, and I hope you're doing well, and sorry I had that little snafu there, but that happens occasionally, but we got you in the log, and again, I do appreciate you coming back and clarifying all of that for me. Let's see here, additional stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. We'll pause right here, and I'm going to go back over here to Miss Jamie, KR4FHX, up there in Gaffney. She brought an announcement early on in the net, and so I'm going to let her make that announcement again to make sure everybody gets it. Jamie, go ahead.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me have the chance to get this out one more time. The Cherokee County Emergency Management Repeater is going to be the host for a Santa net. The frequency is 145.430 with a PL tone of 162.2. This is going to take place on Friday, December the 12th at 7:30 p.m., which is coming up very soon now. We know there are eager boys and girls out there who would like to give their wish list to Santa. And so if this is something that interests someone in your family, please reach out to me and I can give you further information.
Any feels on Jamie's announcement?
COS W4SBX, I do have a question about that.
Go ahead, Brad.
Sir Gary, I didn't
I failed to write it down earlier, but my next door neighbor's got some grandkids that I like to get interested in radio, so can you give me the date and the time and frequency again, please?
You want to feel that?
Absolutely, yes. The date is Friday, December the 12th, so not this coming Friday, but the next one over. The time for the ham net will be 7:30, although we are having a GMRS component as well at 6:30, so if there's anyone that has GMRS but not ham, they could opt to do that one as well. And the frequency for the ham is 145.430 with a PL tone of 162.2.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, but the ham one was 145. I'm sorry, I didn't get my pen down there fast enough.
One more time and a little slower this time. 145.430, and the PL tone is 162.2.
I appreciate that. I'll return it back to Ned. Thank you for the information.
To have you with us with the neighbors sounds great.
Here we go. We got a little interest in here a little bit later in the net, so I'm glad that we took the time to do that. Brad, that's going to be a ham net is 145.430 with a PL of 162.2 at 7:30 Friday week. Not this coming Friday, but the next one, the 12th, at 7:30 p.m. And thanks for asking there, Brad, and I'm glad you got that information and get those children involved in it. All righty, let's go back over here to the alphabet now in the check-in in the RF section. And the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. KR4DVR. This is Bo and Easley, and I'll be hanging around for the swap net.
KI4DOS. Net control, please recognize Kilo India 4, Delta Delta Delta. That's 4DD. Name is Alex, Alpha Lima Echo X-ray in the parking lot of Walmart Neighborhood Market in Clemson. I'm on an HD. Hope I'm making it in. 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to my neighbor, KR4DBR, Mr. Bo over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bo. Hope you're doing well. Please tell your pretty little bride we said hello. Hope she's doing well. Then we got KI4DDD, Mr. Alex, on an HT in the Walmart parking lot down there in Clemson. Alex is doing you a good job. It's just a little bit of hash in the background, but you're perfectly readable there, young man. That's been a long time. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel, Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Just got home. I'm in Penrose. I'll be in and out tonight, Gary. Please tell Joy, Elise and I say hello, and thanks for calling the net.
For DOS.
Gary,
please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kemmer, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative night, Gary, and thanks.
4DOS, please check in KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick, and I'm in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative and probably sticking around and listen to the swap net. Thank you.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, and good evening to all on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. KX. Mr. Patrick up there at home in Penrose this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And KR4FNC, that's Mr. Rick. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rick. Hope you're doing well. And KR4EEE, that's Mr. Greg. He's up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Patient group on a Wednesday night, the India Through Lima group. Hi through hell for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying safety threes for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you enjoy or doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. We're doing pretty good up here on the mountain, and we want to say good evening to you and Joy from everyone on the net. We have no traffic, no comments.
4DOS. And Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer. I will stick around for the swap net.
Yes. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo. This is Paul over here in Greenville. I'll be negative, negative, but I'll be sticking around for the net. Thank you very much.
TOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Delta, Oscar, Sierra. Hey, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo. Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, no right you.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Sid, you made number 50 on my log tonight there, young man. You won the door prize. Please tell Miss Beverly that we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Then we got KK4JD. That's Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Appreciate you being here, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And KO4IPB, that's Mr. Paul over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you're doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And K4LWE, that's Mr. Larry down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, good evening, Gary. Please check in, KB0, KBJ, Steve. Clear Lake, South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for a comment. Also check in KD0NIQ, Kilo Delta 0, November, India, Quebec. Megan, same QTH. Negative and negative on her.
I-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KB0KBJ. That's Mr. Steve up there in Clear Lake, South Dakota. He brings along his sweet bride, KD0NIQ. That's Miss Megan, also in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Steve. Tell Miss Megan we said hello. I'll be back to you for some comments and tell all the children we said hello as well. Let's see here. Additional stations in the India through Lima group. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. And up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. And everybody on the net, please check in KC4SKD, Larry. And also KG4AHS, Rhonda. Just the two of us tonight, Gary. Hope y'all are doing okay. No traffic, no wreck to you. Good evening, everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda, neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS, W4SBX with a comment or a question.
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Gary. You know the lady that had that Santa net planned, I don't know Santa's call sign, but do you know her call sign? So if I got any questions.
Her call sign is Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Hotel X-Ray, KR4FHX. Her name is Jamie, and she lives up there in Gaffney.
And KR4.
Roger that. I copy that. I got a phone call coming in at the same time, but I copy KR4FHX.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Sorry for interrupting your net.
That's what we're here for. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
All right, net control. Alpha, Juliet 4, Echo November, Bobby. I'm over here at the 7-Eleven over here by 285. I'm headed to the house. I'll be negative negative, I'll be listening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to AJ4EN, Mr. Bobby, out there on the mobile tonight. Headed back to Aura. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bobby. Hope you are doing well. You be careful out there on the mobile. There's a lot of those four-legged creatures like to run across the road in front of you down in your neck of the woods, so you be careful. I appreciate you being with us and hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI-4DOS. Go ahead, Bobby.
If one runs out for me and I hit it now, the way the weather is, I can skin it out and hang it in a tree and let it sit there for a couple of days, go ahead.
That'd be good, too.
You know, let it cure out like that. That's what we need, one good weed like that. And then you can cure your one, hang it up in the tree, and then let it drain out, and then be done with it. And then it'd be good to go.
Careful out there, Bobby. Don't nothing happen to you. Don't you mess up your car or your truck. But you be careful. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RACT. No, we're not going to begin the RACT. We're going to begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RACT portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. I don't have but just a few items on the swap net this evening. There's still some more on the web page, but they're getting kind of old, so I don't read them out each week. So if you'd like to see the entire listing, you'll have to go over to the web page. First item we got on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a Kenwood D700. That's a 2-meter 440 mobile transceiver. This man uses it as a base station. He has the stock mic, an MC80 desk mic, the transceiver itself, the programming cables, and two manuals, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. A fellow has four of the Mestastic antennas. If you do Mestastic work, he's got an antenna. And it's brand new. He's got four of them, and he would like $15 a piece for them. Fields.
A4XB. I got that number from you a couple of weeks ago and apparently promptly lost it. Could you give me that number again, please, sir?
864-201-0729. His name is Brad. His call is W4SBX, Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-Ray.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. K4XB.
You want to check in, Angela, while I got you, Tommy?
Yes, sir, if you don't mind. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined, KQ4TBD. And that is Miss Angela. And thank you, sir. Hope you and Miss Joy have a great evening. 73K4XB.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. If we have any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The last items we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is got a fellow looking for some test equipment for his bench. He's looking for an RF meter, meter, and a millivolt meter. He needs these for his workbench there so he can work on some radios and stuff. If anybody has got one that they're getting ready to get rid of, let me know and I'll give you the man's name. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Not much on there tonight, and of course it's getting close to Christmas time, so folks, when you get all this new equipment for Christmas and you want to sell some of your older equipment, let me know and I'll put it on the swap net for you, see if we can help you sell it. Let's see here. Steve has dropped off for the time being, and he was the only rag chewer that I had, so we'll give him another minute to come back. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KS to Clear Lake, South Dakota, to KB0KBJ, Mr. Steve. Steve, what have you and the family been up to? I know y'all been staying in the States here the last little bit, haven't you?
Hey, good evening again, Gary. Hoping to make you wait too long there. Yeah, Gary in the net, KB0, KBJ. Yeah, we've been sticking around. We did go to Michigan for Thanksgiving. We were gone about a week. So that was good. Let's see, I sat down Monday night after I came home from work and had a few things around the house. I sat down and looked at the weather. I had heard there was supposed to be some snow and such coming. The ground was bare. And it was really nice weather Monday. Two Mondays back, let's say. But they were talking about snow and such coming. I was going to leave up there, get up there Wednesday, get up there for Thursday, you know, think of the weather. And I've seen 2 feet to 30 inches of snow on the way at times. So I said to my wife, are we packed? She's like, no, but we can be. I'm like, good, because we're leaving tomorrow morning. I'm not waiting until Wednesday morning when it was supposed to be happening. So that's what we did. We beat it up there. And, yeah, I went and stayed at my cousin's and just watched the snow come down. It didn't come down 2 feet worth, but it was a good 18 inches. So, just smiled and watched it come down. Power blinked quite a bit. It was a wet, heavy snow, which got on the branches and everything. And then it got colder, and then the wind blew, and branches fell off and knocked the power line down. So some people were out for 2-3 days, but we were fortunate. We did not have the power out. And so it kind of put a kibosh on some people's plans as far as, cooking and such. Everybody runs wood heats. Nobody's worried about it. You know, just the water aspect. I guess you could melt snow, but most people have wood heat, so they're not really affected by it too much. But, we just watched it snow and had a good time. Kids played outside and jumped on the snowmobiles and tore around, and that was kind of what we did there Thanksgiving there, Gary. Over.
All I can say is Joy is jealous because she loves to watch the snow come down. Of course, we haven't seen any yet this year. I don't care if we see any or not, but that's okay. But we didn't do anything much here for Thanksgiving. The boys came over on Saturday. Joy and I just sat and relaxed on Thursday, which was Thanksgiving, and then Friday we went up to our brother's house for his 80th birthday. And he gave him a surprise birthday party, which he really enjoyed. Of course, we all enjoyed that. Always enjoy giving somebody a surprise. And then Saturday, the our children came to the house. Anthony and his wife and son came down from Charlotte, and then Stephen and his bride came up from Liberty, and we sat here and had a good meal and enjoyed ourselves. I figured you'd probably send me a text or something saying that your ears were burning on Saturday because Anthony and I were talking about you a little bit. And Anthony asked me, he said, Dad, do you remember the field day that me and Steve went over there and got on the radio and we made all those contacts? And I said, yeah, I do. And he said, that was a lot of fun. He said, I miss doing stuff like that. I said, well, if you're going to do it with Steve, you got to go to South Dakota to do it.
Well, sounds like you had a good time, good Thanksgiving and weekend also there, Gary. It's good. Sent you a picture on your phone there of all the snow on the trees where we were staying. And my vehicle covered in snow. Boy, that thing is horrible in the snow. Just slippy, slidey, no traction. Anyhow. Yeah, it sounds like you had a good time. I remember that. Me and Anthony, man, we were racking them up that evening pretty near all night. It was a beautiful evening. except a bug flew by in front of the screen, and he started swatting at that thing and whacking away. And I was like, what? There's just one bug. Michigan, where I came from, we have been wearing mosquito nets or not been outside. You guys don't have much bugs down here, put it that way. Yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah, it was good. I actually had two meals. I had one with the folks where I was staying, my aunts. Well, I was staying at her son's, my cousin's, but we went over to my aunts for the meal. A lot of people there had it in their garage since the house wouldn't hold it all. Had a 50-gallon barrel drum stove there keeping the place real warm. Plenty, I think they said 31 pies, which is down from years past when they've had nearly 60. But that still fed us all, but it all did go. Yeah, so the next day I went over to another relative there, my Uncle Pete. He's not really my uncle, but he's my dad's cousin, but that gets too complicated, so I just call him Uncle Pete. But, yeah, they had power out Thanksgiving Day, so Friday we had it at their place. We ate more good food. And we stayed late, and finally Pete, he said, "Well, I'm going to bed, and it's time for you to go." So we left. And then he grinned. We got the message.
Oh, my goodness. I guess with a hint like that, you don't need much else, do you?
No, that's pretty unmistakable there. But we did have a good time visiting. We used to stop and we used to stay at their place all the time, but they're getting on up there, and our kids are getting older, and they liked it over at my cousin's place. He's got kids the same age, so they think this is the best time ever up here. Yeah, well, we planned on going back because of the kids, you know, they like playing with their, I guess it'd be second cousins. But, we planned on going up there for Thanksgiving, but it didn't happen, or not Thanksgiving, to see the fall colors at the beginning of October, because they've got absolutely the best fall colors in the world up there. I mean, they'll even beat New England. I've lived in New England, so I can say that. But, we couldn't make it there before that time because we had a wedding out in the Black Hills to go to, I should say. So, I guess we made it for a really nice snow scene, and that's all right too. But, yeah, that's kind of the past week. Came back a little lazy feeling today, ain't all about the work a bit, but I made it in, so, yeah, start that kind of business again. Kind of envy my cousin. He just leaves the house. You know he makes maple syrup for a living? All he does is he gets up and goes out to the shed, or out to his syrup shack, and just bottles more syrup, makes sugar, or maple candy, or, maple, yeah, he was making candies one day, or maple sugar. That's what he does for a living. And he's like, "I don't see it as really work. It's just something I like to do." And, yeah, you don't leave the yard. He's basically a farmer. Well, he farms strawberries, so he's got fields of them and chickens, 1,200 chickens at times. Some 80 acres of strawberries or something like that. But anyhow, he just up and quit his factory job about 15, 16 years ago. Said, "This is boring. This nice, secure business. I'm going to go farm in the sticks of Michigan." He made it work, which is really admirable, you know. Back to you.
Well, Steve, I don't see anything wrong with that if he can make a living at it. You know, farming and making maple syrup and candies and that sort of thing. And you know what the old adage is, you know, if you really love your job, you don't work a day in your life. So I guess if he got bored over there at his factory job and he really enjoys what he's doing, and he's ahead of the game the way I look at it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one of his sons, and they're in their 20s, early 20s, stick around and going to do it too. So he had to grow his operation. But one of his sons, we were going out driving through the woods and such. We had to go pull some wires up around the strawberry patch, which was about 30 acres. We had to pull the fence posts all the way around to keep the deer out, you know. I suppose, yeah, metal wire. We had to go pull up out of the snow and drag them down over the course of the winter. And, you know, we were doing that. But his son, one of his sons, said something about making maple syrup up there when we were kids. And he's like, they didn't do it up here. And you think about it, they didn't. I remember they didn't do it up in there. The only place, you know, they made maple syrup was their tradition on the East Coast, New Hampshire, Vermont. And they had to go there to get the stuff, you know. But so I was thinking about it, like, well, the unemployment rate was 25% at one time up there in Michigan. And people didn't have a whole lot of disposable income, you know. I ain't got time for spending money on that. And even if you were but locally, because there was no real distribution way of getting it out there, you know. People didn't have that kind of thing. Connections, essentially, in the companies that would distribute it. Now you can buy the stuff all over the country, wherever you want, you know. And another thing is, the reason you can buy it everywhere is because of the way they make the stuff. They don't use heat and energy like that so much. They used to just boil it. And you know, 8,000 gallons of syrup, sap, you have boiled down 200 gallons of syrup. It's about 40 gallons, 40 to 1. So you have to boil out 40 gallons of 39 gallons of water to get 1 gallon of syrup, you know. Well, now they use the RO process and take the waste of the RO, and that is the thicker, less water, and it's not totally syrup, but that really cuts down the cost of boiling, too. So there are a few different factors why they didn't do it and why we see it on the shelves or didn't see it before, you know.
Steve, you know, that's pretty amazing that you got to boil off that much water to get that much syrup. But if you can find an easier way and a cheaper way to do it, you know, that's the way to go. And production means everything, you know. Of course, you get into supply and demand, you know, production gets too high, then the demand goes down, then you got stuck with all the product. So, if it can last, that's great. If it don't, oh well. But, I mean, that's like you said, something about 80 acres of strawberries. Well, you know, if 80 acres of strawberries is not going to last a whole lot long, a long time, unless you plant it in stages and you harvest it accordingly. But, you know, I can't imagine having that many acres of strawberries and having to try to pick them and package them and ship them out. That's a big process any way you look at it.
Yeah, KB0, KBJ here. Yeah, I don't think he does that. It's just sold locally, like corn on the cob or peaches are down there, you know. Yeah, he just sells them. They got some seasonal thing for just locally. And it always has been. Always has been up there in Michigan. Well, I shouldn't say always, but at least since the 50s. It used to be all about copper. That's what drew folks up there, is copper mines. It's one of the purest copper in the world was extracted out of the mines there. They found that copper right about in the 1860s, 1870s, and then they probably got into full swing right about when they started needing copper for all the lines and electrical stuff that, you know, came along about that time also. So they were just booming the first part of 1900s, the late 1800s, first part of 1900s. And then they kind of